continuing our series of Shir Misiyata Dishmaya in the topic of Yichud. Schusavim Arvim Rasi Shir Yichyu, Linshmas Maris Esther Basu Shmuel, Susi Yashio Ben Shilam Marisa Rus, David Shukra Allah Ben Rachel, Moshe Ben Peshad Dina, Rari Yisrael Ben Rashi Mordechai, Brocha Batzlach Bukhoma Seyedeim Heim Bukhola Nil Vimaleim. So now we're going to discuss the question of Isser Yichud. Is it Avizrayu Dekili Arayus or not? Is it considered an accessory of Gilui Arayos or not? And this is discussed. Again, we're basing ourselves on the wonderful kuntres of Moreinu Baal Atzitz Eliezer, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Chelek Vav. I don't know how many of the contemporary meshivim or mashkir, so many kochos and dine yichud. You have a tshuva here, a tshuva there, but they have a whole kuntres stuck there. Today there's Svarim Shlemim on Yichud, but as far as the Gedolei HaPoskim goes, definitely the Tzitz Eliezer is in the top upper echelon of Gedolei Yisrael, and he was Zocha to be Mevar this Inyan, the Pratev, the Pirte Pratev. So now we're going to be discussing the Inyan of Isser Yichud, is it a Gedra Abba Vizra, the Gilei Rayos or not? And we find two Gedolim that discuss this. And the Tshuvas of the Shem Aryeh in Chelek Evan Ezer and Simon Lama Gimli writes as follows: Nishalti. There was a certain woman who had trouble giving birth. So they sent on Shabbos to bring a Jewish midwife, and the wagon driver was a guy. They didn't know what to do. If she goes by herself with the guy, there's an Isser Yichud. If a Jew comes with her, so then he's going to be Mechal Shabbos. It's out of the Tchum. So even though for Pikuach Nefesh it's Mutter to be Mechalel, nevertheless, maybe she should go on her own. Let her be over on Yichud to be Memayit Chil Shabbos. So we have a case here. What do we prefer? Let her go with the Jew along with the Jew, Chilul Shabbos, or let her just go with the guy, and then there's going to be Yichud in order to say, but she has to help the woman give birth. Obviously, it's Koch Nefesh. So the Lomdim had a big argument about this, and they decided that a Katan or a Katana should go, and all there will be is an Isser Dirabonan. So that was Adkan Hasheela. And he answers, L'chori yesh tam nochon loymar, dodiv tvei shisa ha-shoyim, erav gav tekom l'chal Shabbos, mash tavor al isser yichud, mishim disser ha-shabbos, nitan litchos mipnei pikoch nefesh, al isser yichud, lo nitan litchos mipnei pikoch nefesh, levechal ad izrayu degili ha-rayu, shel fiz anira, da filo b'chol, im lo yeh, mishi yisei, mimi aledes, vitzir chalavor al isser yichud, eish lomar deloy tisa, velo tavor bi isser yichud, mipnei pikoch nefesh, let the shomer go. Aye, what about chil Shabbos? She's over on yichud. And you can't mess around with Yichud because it's Abizrayu de Gilei Arayus. And even in the weekday, if nobody can go with her, and she has to be over on Isser Yichud for Pikuach Nefesh, she shouldn't do it. Even for Pikuach Nefesh, because this is in the category of Gilei Arayus. Gilei Arayus is one of the three cardinal sins. And he writes, all this is imami yaledis bulas baal. Vim ken yichud eish asish l'rov poskim asir men ha-Torah. Aval yichud epnuya duhu rak migzeras dovid ubeiz dinoi vaday lav b'chal gilei arayas uvelo avizrayu de gilei arayas. He says, okay, this is all a married woman. But if she's a single woman, then that's cool. Then that's not the avizrayu de gilei arayas. That during the week, you definitely should go, be misyachid with the guy in order to save the woman's life. And also, if it's Shabbos, she should go alone with the guy and not have somebody else be Mechal Shabbos, because when she's going alone with the guy, it's only an Isser Derabbanan. And this Yechil Shabbos Daraisa. And then he continues and he says, D'dafko Gilei Arayos mamishtu b'Isser Kareis einu nitcham b'nei pikuach nefesh. Aval b'shaar krebis de Gilei Arayos du rak lav u'mikol shken yichud arayos v'adei de nitcham b'nei pikuach nefesh. Okay, so this is all assuming till now that if it's Avizrayu de Gilei Arayus, so that's also a nitcha mipnei. That's if it's Avizrayu de Gilei Arayus. So then, we don't care about the Bikuach Nefesh. You're not allowed to be over on Avos Raya to Gilei Arayos to save a life. But now he says, no. When are you not allowed to be over on Gilei Arayos to save a life? That's if it's Mamish Gilei Arayos. But if it's only an accessory of Gilei Arayos, only a subcategory of Gilei Arayos, like Yichud, even on the Tzad, that it's Avos Raya to Gilei Arayos, it still would not be Docha Pikuach Nefesh. In other words, you have to be over on this Avizrayu in order to save a life. You don't say, no, it's Gilei Arayos. It's only Avizrayu to Gilei Arayos. Umarich Babisus Dvarv, Kiyada Shema Toiva Olav. He's Marich to establish his words. And he says, Lefizeim Ken Gam Isser Yichud Leishloimar Denitcha Mipnei Pikuach Nefesh Af Bebeishes Ish. He says, even if it's, even Isser Yichud, because of Pikuach Nefesh, it's Nitcha, it's pushed off. And then he's mehases, he hesitates, and he writes, "Rakdei Shloimer came to Efshe Shisei Mashomer, Odif Tfei Lasses came. Daaser Yichud Nitchahu Rak Mishum Daaser V'Daichaloisesay. V'ray Efshe Lekaim Shnei Ma'idei Shomer. V'Efshe Shomer Chal Shabbos Kol Nitl Nitchos Meni Pikuach Nefesh." So he says, "Bring the Shomer along. Ah, we said you're Docha the Daaser Yichud, but that's only because Pikuach Nefesh is going to be Docha Shabbos." But here you can do both. You can be save the life and also not be Mechal Shabbos. Send the Shomer along. Alright, what about the Shomer being Mechal Shabbos? No problem. Pikuach Nefesh. Ve'isfar lekan ulekan. Ve'echadinim tzakotin oktan. Avadi derelasis came l'shloch hakotin l'shomer. Ach, but the lesser cotton, ragod l'yesh l'siyash. If there's a cotton there, send the cotton along. This way his Chil Shabbos is only that of a cotton. And then he could be a Shomer. But if there's only a gadol, yes, the shiashiv is not so pasha, because this is truman of that's rov is only derabbanon, and even truman of that's truman of 2,000 amos of a mil. But even if it's 12 mil, I am Rambam perich of zayim milchas Shabbos. About Rav Amagid Sham is yichud the 12 of stemisar mil, is it doraisa, is it not doraisa? So maybe here we're not dealing with a doraisa. V'gam ba'kolakar v'dar v'loimar she'ab l'malam me'asara tfachim. Is there suffic yish t'chum l'malam me'asara? Maybe there's no t'chum l'malam me'asara, and this agala is higher than 10 tfachim, this wagon. Kolzek she'me ala desay shesish. Avali mipnu yesh l'aris heter sh'tisa ba'atzma. V'lo yichalu shabbos anashem acherim b'glal. V'chul cotton ain l'chal shabbos. She's a married woman, then there's a tzad. Bring a cotton, maybe bring a gadol. But if there's a cotton around, if she's a pnuya, then don't bring anybody. Let her just go. Nobody should be mechal Shabbos, even not a cotton. So that's the tshuva of the Shem Aryeh. The Shem Aryeh then went to the Reb Shlomo Kluger. And he has a tshuva. He's a very, very prolific writer, Reb Shlomo Kluger. So in his sefer, Tuf Tam V'Das, in Madura Kama, Sim Kuf Tzadi Beis, he's Matur Mitzad Acher, because a woman's karka ola. And therefore, Pikuach Nefesh is Vadei Doche, Vein Lechal Shabbos Avor Kach. So even though here she's doing a Maisa, she's Mesiachedes Lechatchila with the Nachri, we can say that since Men HaTorah she has to travel to be Matzah Nefasha, so his Yichud is not Ratzon, it's considered Ones. It's like any other Ones, and therefore it's not an Avera. Or it's an Avera done by Ones, which is a very low level Avera. She's doing it to save a life. Uladina Yafa Hore Ruma Alasa, says Rib Shlomo Kluger. Have a chil Shabbos al Torah, loichal, a godel, b'shabbos avura, vaino time at Didi, kemenisha karka oilam. Rakod mutter lisaima. So, you were right. And I hold the reason is because a woman in the sexual relationship is passive, she lies there, and the man is the active one. So, since she's karka oilam, and anyway, here it's ones. So, that would mean that she should do this yichud and travel with the guy in order to save the life. Only a rakod mutter lisaima. Have a gadol leichal Shabbos afilu beishesish. Have a kevin den kanchil deraisa rak tchum derabanan. V'tzerv ki a gadol malam miyud. Yesh lamin tchum malam miyud. Lekach yisim a gadol im like cotton. So better send a cotton. If not, send a gadol. We can be mekel that tchum is only derabanan. We can be mekel that it's above 10 tefachim and there's no tchum above 10 tefachim. And if she's a pnuya, we should be derecha derabanan. Because of the derabbanan of a pnuya, So let somebody else travel. Let somebody else travel along with her. Maybe over an Isdra Banan. She's not over the Isdra Banan of a Pnuya having Yichud with this guy, because we're dealing with Arayus, who's very serious, Yarag Val Yavor. So again, better a katan, and if not, a gadol should travel along with her. So that's what these two gadolei Israel said, the Shem Aryeh and Rav Shlomo Kluger. So Rav Waldenberg says that I wanted to bring these two gadolim b'harchav k'tzas, because we have various nafkaminas. That emerge from their words. Reishis yaitzei lenu nafkusa b'lehefech, echishem yaled hu ish, v'zeh sheba likor lo hi isha, v'chein nami kishizet tzarech l'nsoyim yam yaledes hu yehudi, that it's tzichem l'shloch el eglon on hag yehudi, v'ashelem gam olav, im mutu lo nsoy tabi yichud, azay l'dasi Reb Shlomo Kluger, as lo nsoy l'siachet ito, mishum k'uach nefesh, v'ay lo shayach b'kana svara de karka olam. Says Reb Waldenberg Gevaldik, if the svar is karka olam, like Reb Shlomo Kluger says, let's say the driver is a Yid, it's a Jewish driver, you can't get a Goyish driver, it's only a Jewish driver. So his whole svara to be mekil that let her travel was out karka olam. But if the person taking her is a Jew, or the it's not a miyaledis, it's a miyaled, and the woman traveling with him is a woman, whatever it may be. But if it's a Jewish man involved in this yichud problem where it's not karka olam, then it would be usur. Avizrayu de Gilei Arayus, Gam Bavizrayu Yehareg Val Yavor. Right, Rav Shlomo Kluger says it's only mutter because she's karka olam. But here it's not going to karka to man. The man involved is not karka olam. He's the active one. Now, according to the Shem Aryeh, it doesn't matter who it is. Doesn't matter if the driver is Jewish, the driver is not Jewish, because his studying to be matir apply even if it's a man. Maybe Avizrayu de Gilei Arayus isn't docha pikuach nefesh. You're allowed to be over in Avizrayu de Gilei Arayus. That would apply even if it's a man. And also, you bring a shomer along. And he said that even though the Yisr Yichud, the Gzeir Nitchu, Mepnei Esei, Deuchalos Esei, but if you can have a shomer, you have a shomer. Even if the shomer is Machal Shabbos, we don't care, it's Bikoch Nefesh. Right, so then he says, alright, at least bring a katan, that better bring a katan, like we saw before. Agopanim would come out according to the Shem Aryeh, that if there's a man, a Jewish man who's the driver, you would go. So like we said, maybe Avizrayu de Gilei Arayus is Pikoch Nefesh is Doche. Avizrayu. So everything is cool. Let the man go. But according to the Svar of the Shlomo Kluger, no. Because he's not Karka Olam, only she is. And also during the weekday, when there is no shomer, according to Reb Shlomo Kluger, then he's not allowed to go. Avizrayu de Gilei Arayus, Yehareg Val Yavor, according to the Shem Aryeh, they're allowed to go. And he's even mechuyav about pikuach nefesh. And certainly if it's a penuya, but even she's an eshes ish. We have another nafkamina. She says, "Yapashet gam l'shneim de yichlu avizrayu de gilei arayus v'shem aryeh mashidan who's a lack of Eldas Haramban Varan, Shepasaka Shukhanor, Kamoisim Yerodea, Kufin Zain, the Gila Rise, Lavdav Gorakino, Vukhola Bizrayu. Ubona Shita Michelot, Abizrai Gila Rise, Enabuchal Gila Rise, Vinitra Bikoch Nevish, Vafil Kreva da Rise, Dossi Essay, Divinishmart, Dachi Loisese, Shani de Sanhedrin, the Heli Botina, the Vadabra de Pshia Dide, Ayn Bidvarov. So, to both of them it was Pashut that Yichud is of Israel de Gilei Arayos. But then the Shem Aryeh wanted to avoid the Das Aramban and the Ran, that the Shulchan Aruch paskin like them, that Gilei Arayos is Lav Dafka Mamish Gilei Arayos, but even the Avizrael de Gilei Arayos, and therefore the Shem Aryeh builds his own Shita, he starts to try something new. That Avizrael de Gilei Arayos is not included in Gilei Arayos. In other words, it was Pashut that Yichud is Avizrayu. But he says, but Avizrayu isn't included in Gilei Arayos, because the Shulchan Aruch paskins that even the accessories one has to die rather than transgress. And the Shem Aryeh says, no, you're right, it's Avizrayu, but for Avizrayu you don't have to die, because the Esev and Ishmartim is Docha the Los Aseh. And what about the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that a guy got sick for this woman, and he said, all right, let me sleep with her. No, they said that he can only live if he sleeps with her. No, let her look at her. No, talk to her behind the wall. No, even though the guy was lovesick. So he says, that's all Pshia Didei. That's because he brought it upon himself. But generally we hold that Avizrayu is not the Harik Val Yavur. In that case, where he brought it upon himself, so they said, let the guy die. He's so lovesick for this woman, he's going to die unless he sleeps with her, he looks at her when she's not clothed, chas shalom, or even talking to her, which he's doing for his own sexual arousement. So that's already not that's of his raya de gila arise that he brought upon himself, that's pshia, and therefore that we're not going to allow. But when it comes to a regular case of Avizrayu, says the Shem Aryeh, it's pseder. You're not it's not docha pikoch nefesh. And then with a Pnuya, you can be even more makel, because a Pnuya is not even, it might not even be Avizrayu, because she's only a Pnuya. So she's not an Erva. She's a single girl. Not an Ida. So there you can be even more makel. Ayin Bidvar V'chose. The only thing is that most of our pnuyos today are nidos, right? If they're not ketanos, they're ketanos, but we're talking about a girl who's over 12, so generally 12, 13, she's already going to be a nida. And then we already get involved in the, on a doraisa level of her being an erva. So then the Shem Aryeh can't be so much that she's a pnuya. He's going to have to say that Avizrayu isn't included in Yehar Gval Yavor. But then he's going against the Ramban and the Ran to say that it's not Yehar Gval Yavor. And against Shulchan Aruch. V'dabar zeh, she'isr yichur Avizrayu degili arayus, we see even midivrei achinuch, kuf peiches, the midei dabro sham binyan lab de losikav ulegalos erva. He writes v'odam razal b'mitzuzu shasul siyachay dim kol arayus tvar Torah ben zakena ben yalda sheyichud legalos erva hu yigrom. So behedya that the chinuch is machnis the iser yichud begeder hamitzuz shal losikravu. Wow. So once it's included in losikravu, that makes it avizrayu degili arayus. So we have Shita Sachinuch that it's Avizrayu Degilei Arayos. And again, the Shem Aryeh and the Heilige Rabbi Shlomo Kluger also understood that it was Avizrayu Degilei Arayos. It's also a mashma like that in Rashi. They have a Gimel Amar Aleph, a Masha Kosev, a Shea Isser, Shel, who he be Bigdo, who be Bigda, who he. He be bigda, right? That they were lying together when she was in Nida and they were clothed. Yalfina mizeh she'asir lan yichud min haTorah ein sham u'betosfus, because it all comes from the same place. It all comes from the gather of Ezeishas Reo lo time ve'lishanid lo yikrav, and they're all abizrayu de gilei arayis. So, coming physically close to an erva, or being misyached with an erva, is all under the category, under the rubric of gilei arayis. It's called abizrayu. It's an accessory, and therefore Torah's emes haisa b'fiim shel hageinim. So these great men were completely correct in saying what they did, that it's Abizrayu de Gilei Arayis. Except from the Lashon of the Ramah, Siman Kuf Nun Zayin Sif Aleph, we might see differently. He writes, V'chol Yisra Avoy Dezor Gilei Arayis V'shichus Domim Aval Pi She'en Boi Misa Rak Lav Ba'al Matzarech Laharik V'loi Lavor. It's mashmali require that the Abizrayu has to have a lav shel Torah. Rak lav ba'alma, it has to be a lav shel Torah. Lazem chuvanim gam divrei hashach b'sif katan yud, v'kach mavur lehedi b'beis Yosef b'yoridea simen kuf tzadi hei b'yosef b'shach b'sif katan chof. As far as feeling the pulse of an isha nida, for husband's a doctor, and b'chlal, Jewish doctors, feeling the pulse of married women. V'harekach amad dabar me'ozu mikedem sharofim Yisrael me'mashmish in doifik shaleshesish bein poitzepeh. So how are they allowed to do it? How are they allowed to do it? The husband, the doctor. The answer is because it's not alav. Only if it would be alav, then it would be harik v'yavor. But since it's not alav, there's no harik v'yavor. Even the farfrumptest people let their wives go to doctors. As long as there's no lav involved. So if we're dealing with there's a lav for an ashesish. Okay, then you can't permit an ashesish. But if it's a pnuya where there's no lav involved, then you're fine. And it might not even be a lav if she's an Eishes Ish. A Yichud might not even be, as we saw in the previous shir, that it's a lav Abba Mechlal Esei, or we saw the Gedder of the Meiri, that it's just a remez min haTorah. So who says that's included in the Yaharik Val Yavor? And also in cases where it's two women or other derabbanans, some many poskim say the yichud with two women is only derabbanan. So then it would also be mutter. Also, two men with one woman. Betray Gavriima, Bein Biyom, Bein Belaila, Fila Baderech. So that we're going to discuss Amir Tashem in future Shiurim. But the bottom line is that, the Mishnah says already, Isha Achas is now that to be misyachid with two of Elisha Achas is misyachid with two men. That's only ksheirim, but not prutzim. But then the Gemara seems to say a little bit later, not like that. The Rambam paskins that lo tisyachid Isha Achas afilu menoshim harbe. So, but it would only be the Rabbanan. It's So once it's only derabbanan, there's no lav involved. Then in the case of yaharik val yavu, in the case of pikuach nefesh, so then make sure that there are two men there. Once there are two men, everything is fine. It's much better. Okay, so we have a lot more to discuss, and the seats comes up with another great reason why we wouldn't say a harg val yavur in this case. Abba Bezraya de Gilei Arayos, and Amir Tzashem, I'm hoping, B'Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, that we'll be zochet to see it in the next shir, B'li Neder. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.